AP News, I'm Marcela Sanchez. Forecasters are warning of even more frigid weather in the Midwest. Parts of Iowa, Nebraska, Minnesota, and Wisconsin are dealing with near-zero-degree wind chills. This follows a storm that dropped heavy snow in the Midwest, Great Lakes, and Northeast. In other news, the Trump administration is freezing child care funds to Minnesota after a series of fraud schemes. AP correspondent Ben Thomas has more.
In an online post, the CDC's acting director, Jim O'Neill, states blatant fraud appears to be rampant in Minnesota, and the Trump administration has now frozen child care funds to the state. The move follows years of investigation that began with a $300 million scheme at the nonprofit Feeding Our Future, for which 57 defendants have been convicted. Prosecutors said the organization was at the center of the country's largest COVID-19-related fraud scam, in which defendants exploited a state-run, federally funded program intended to provide food for children. Earlier this month, the federal prosecutor alleged half or more of the roughly $18 billion in federal funds that supported 14 programs in Minnesota may have been stolen. I'm Ben Thomas.
The U.S. has deployed fighter jets, drones, and military ground vehicles to Puerto Rico as it pressures Venezuela. President Trump has accused Venezuela of exporting drugs. Starting tomorrow, January 1st, Americans in five states who use SNAP benefits to pay for groceries will face new restrictions on soda, candy, and other foods. Indiana, Iowa, Nebraska, Utah, and West Virginia are the first of at least 18 states that will prohibit the purchase of certain foods through the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program. This is AP News. Former Colorado Congressman and Senator Ben Nighthorse Campbell has died at the age of 92.
Campbell stood out in Congress with his cowboy boots, bolo ties, and ponytail. He was a member of the Northern Cheyenne Tribe, a military veteran, a former Olympic judo athlete, cattle rancher, and jewelry maker when he was elected as a Democrat to Congress in 1986. While in the Senate, Campbell jumped to the Republican Party in 1995.
I've always been considered a moderate. To the consternation of the left wing of the Democratic Party, I imagine my continued moderacy will be now to the consternation of the right wing of the Republican Party.
Campbell was known for his passionate advocacy of Native American issues. He helped sponsor legislation upgrading the Great Sand Dunes National Monument in southern Colorado, where some of his ancestors were killed in a massacre, to a national park. His daughter told the AP, Campbell died of natural causes. I'm Ed Donahue.
And I'm Marcela Sanchez, AP News.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.